This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And welcome into another edition, post-game wise, of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Congratulations, Stars fans. You are Central Division champions. First time that the Stars are division winners since 2016. And it wasn't easy. In fact, I'm going to be real honest with you. I want to be optimistic. I think it's an amazing season. But I think we need to take a step back and realize that this Stars team has not played great on this homestand. If you think about it, struggled against Buffalo, shut out against Winnipeg, and I thought today was a struggle at times today. They could not mount any kind of sustained offensive pressure. And defensively, I thought they played well. I thought Ottinger was really good. Seattle hit two crossbars in the third. But it was just one of those kind of games where both teams were just kind of going through the motions. In fact, nobody scored in the first period until 1.6 seconds left. The period was winding down, and this play starts with Jake Ottinger. He could have let the period end. There was a possible icing on the play, but time was running down. So Ottinger was aggressive, made a nice outlet pass to Esa Lindell off the boards to get things started. Lindell fires it into the zone. They stay in the zone. Robertson with two shots from the point. The second one goes in. Stars with 1.6 seconds left score and make it 1-0. In the second period, as I mentioned, struggling to get any offense going. They do receive a penalty shot, which I found fascinating. 11:08 left. Seattle called for an intentional cover-up by a player other than the goalie in the crease. So the rule is that if you're a player and you're trying to keep it out of your net, if you're not the goaltender, you can take the puck with your mitt, but you have to bat it away. You cannot carry and or cover up the puck. The puck was covered up. Referee immediately saw it behind the net and immediately was pointing towards center ice saying, that's a penalty shot. Now, the fascinating aspect of this is that the penalty shot has to be taken by the players on the ice at that time. So it was the fourth line of the Stars. Usually your forwards are going to take the penalty shots. So you had the choice of Sam Steele, of Craig Smith, of Radek Foxa. They go with the center iceman Steele. And you would have loved to seen like a Duchesne, if it could be any other player, or Robertson, who's really good as well. But unfortunately, because it didn't go in, play moves on, and it's still only 1-0. Then late in the second period, Wyatt Johnston is hooked and the Stars go on the power play. Stars win the draw, control the puck, but Miro Heiskanen fans on a shot in Seattle with a good shorthanded opportunity. They go on the break. Brandon Tanev gets the puck. For those that don't know, Brandon's the brother of Chris Tanev, the Stars defenseman. He goes down the right wing and he angles in, but he runs out of real estate and he can't avoid Jake Ottinger. In fact, makes some pretty heavy contact with Ottinger, specifically to the head. It's called for goalie interference, and the Stars, with nearly a 2-minute 5-on-3 power play, We've talked throughout the season. There have been a couple of games, specifically Chicago as of late, in Chicago, where the Stars had a crucial 5-on-3 and could not cash in. But what do we talk about with this Stars team? Another face-off win. And that is so important with time winding down in the second period. And this time it's Jamie Benn. Seattle played a nice tight triangle. And so the Stars worked the puck around. And it goes to Robertson. A couple of shots didn't make it through. But the Stars once again control the puck. And it goes once again to Jason Robertson, more toward the middle this time. He snaps a shot, gets by Grubauer, who actually played really well tonight. And that was a goal scorer's goal by Robertson. Just a real pretty snapshot, upper tier on the right side. And both of the goals by the Stars are within the last minute of the period, and it's 2-0 after two periods. Seattle did get some chances a few minutes apart from each other in the third. Two posts hit, one by Jordan Eberle, but the post is the goalie's best friend. And I kind of have this philosophy. I tend to think that people, when posts are hit, people think that the goaltender's not playing well or that the goaltender's lucky. Sure, it's a lucky bounce. But I also say this. The goaltenders in the NHL are that good where they can use the crossbar and or any part of the post to their advantage, where they know exactly where it is. And for all we know, because a lot of times those are not slowed down like the two today, ESPN didn't show where they ended up. They could be on the outside of the post. So the goaltender can use the post as, you know, as the advantage. It's, you know, therefore it doesn't even count as a shot on goal. So once again, it remains 2-0 by the Stars. And then the Stars make it 3-0 after killing another power play, and the Stars killed all the Seattle power plays. Miro Heiskanen has a nice give and go from Joe Pavelski. The first shot goes back to him, which allows him to go behind the net with a nice wraparound. Credit to Joe Pavelski. Great skill set for just a little tap pass to Miro to send him on his way. And then also one thing that might not be talked about, that the Stars, Pete DeBoer pointed out, that they need to be more aggressive in front of the net. Well, Jason Robertson was on this play. He didn't allow Grubauer a real clear look to the point. That might have slowed down Grubauer. If you go back and you look, Grubauer's kind of looking around. He didn't catch that the puck came right back to Heiskanen, and Heiskanen curls it around, and just a nice shot short side, and that makes it 3-0. Seattle did get one back with 5:49 left. The Stars get caught on a forecheck, and unfortunately, it's Nils Lundqvist with the puck. The Nils Lundqvist argument by Stars fans is slowly deteriorating. He tries to clear the puck. I actually think this was just a really nice, deep forechecking play by Seattle. Goes right to the Kraken. They put it in front on a great pass to, to Yamamoto. He's streaking to the net. He tips it by Ottinger. Overall, real nice performance by Jake Ottinger tonight. And he just continues to play really, really well. Only gives up one goal on 27 shots total. Stars once again win the faceoff circle as they usually do. Second in the NHL, 56% tonight as opposed to 44 for Seattle. 1-for-3 on the power play. So special teams came up big because Seattle was 0-for-3. So how do you feel, Spits and Suds fans? You are Central Division champions. And I don't want to take any ticker tape or any kind of pat on the back away because it's a long season. But I would like to see them come out against St. Louis and play hard heading into the playoffs, because the likelihood is they are going to play the defending champions, the Vegas Golden Knights, who are getting healthy. Mark Stone back on the ice, not going to be ready for game one. Maybe he'll be ready for game two. A lot of Stars fans were upset yesterday talking about long-term injury reserve. Do teams use this to their advantage? They absolutely do. And you know what, Stars fans? I think the Stars are using it right now. if need be. I think probably Yanni Hakanbaugh could be back. I think Dodonov skating again. So it's the same situation as Mark Stone. You get your players back. And, you know, why not give them the extra time to heal? Why not give them the extra time to rest? So getting a captain back like Vegas, it's going to be a tough series. That is a tough first round draw. And I actually think that we talk about matchups. And you saw what Vegas did in the Western Conference Finals. And then I look at the regular season and how Vegas played Dallas. And it's a style that I don't like against the Dallas Stars. So that worries me. Do I think the Stars have the talent to advance? Absolutely. They're deep, but they have to ramp up their physicality, have to ramp up their aggressiveness when you play a team like Vegas, because they're going to come after you. Vegas is one of those teams that's going to force the mistakes. They're going to allow Dallas to make the mistakes, and then they're going to capitalize. It's not a team that's like coming right at you all the time. But they're going to deep forecheck. They're going to press. They're going to try to spend a lot of time in the Stars' offensive zone. They got their goalie coming back. Like I said, they have Stone coming back. They have the players. So it's going to be tough. So Central Division champions, hopefully Western Conference champions. It's been a heck of a season, Stars fans. It's exceeded my expectations. I take a step back. I thought this Stars team would be battling for the third spot. Not that off, but at the same time, I was off. I did not think they would be Central Division champions. And I'm really happy for you, the Stars fans, because you guys packed the AAC all year long.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
So let's take some Twitter commentaries. Adam Green at SETERITH1 says, glad we won the division. Still work to do versus St. Louis, but that Nils turnover in the third for Seattle goal deflated me. I could just imagine the visual daggers DeBoer was probably giving him with the super short leash. Looking forward to your post-game podcast episode. Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Adam. And yeah, those daggers probably were coming out. I think Nils was just trying to release the puck fast. I don't think he saw the second forechecker coming in. It was an impressive play by Seattle, but nonetheless, if you're a defenseman, you need to see that. And, you know, as Sean mentioned on Friday's podcast, he did a great breakdown how much the Stars have been protecting Nils Lundqvist to the point where we're at Joel Hanley levels. So it's not like, you know, the pairing is always together. The Stars, specifically, if they go in the defensive zone, if they can make a change, they try to get Lundqvist out of there. He's more of an offensive zone defenseman, just like Joel Hanley was. Fuzzy Wuzzy Boom Boom says, this is why Nils has been getting less time. And that's a really, really good point. He then tweets, Central Division champion Stars, woohoo. I agree. At call for Rod, tweeting me, you are we when it comes to Dallas Stars. The time commitment on top of a full-time job earned you a spot on the fourth D pair. Pete DeBoer would certainly have to play me sparingly. He would give me a lot of those eyes because I probably would make some mistakes. I would be a Stankoven water bug. I'd be all over the ice. Probably not intentionally. I'd probably be falling all over the ice. But thank you very much, Rod. It's a massive compliment. And you know what? This has been an absolute pleasure doing Spits and Suds for you all season long. You guys are showing it to me in the numbers. Forget about me. You guys are the ones that have made us the top stars podcast in DFW. So huge stick tap to you. That's awesome. Let's see. You know, I wanted to talk about Chris Barnard when we were talking about Nils Lundqvist. Had a interesting, he was responding to the podcast episode that I cut with Sean yesterday, where Sean said, we need to stop talking so much about Nils Lundqvist. He's a third pairing defenseman with limited minutes. And he also brought up a good point. Sean said, if Nils Lundqvist was playing well, he'd still be in the lineup, in that you need to prove that you deserve to be in that lineup for a sustained period of time. So I say that because that was a situation, as my dog wants to play with me right now, that was a situation where Nils Lundqvist has to earn the time, similar to Thomas Harley has to earn that time. See, we're doing these things on the fly, folks. So when I grab his toy so he's not squeaking it so much, there we go. So I have it back, and now we can remain. He wants to go on a big, long walk, which Dad will give him. I was disappointed because the Stars game, if I have a ticket and I'm bringing a family of four, and a lot of times during these matinees, especially on the weekend, you'll see younger people at the Stars games, and that's great. It's awesome to be highlighted on national TV. It's also awesome to be able to bring your kids because, you know, we've had some 8:30 starts at the AAC. You can't bring your children to that. And even a 7 o'clock on a school night's tough. You're getting home. Let's say if you live in Allen or if you live in Frisco or McKinney or wherever you live, you know, if the game ends around 10 o'clock, you know, you're getting home about 10:30, 10:45, you know, fighting traffic to get out of the AAC. So when you have a game that's supposed to begin at 2, and this has happened throughout the NHL season, why are you dropping the puck at 2:21? And you say, well, Gavin, that's because the New York Rangers and Islanders went to overtime and ran long. Please tell me an opening game that did not run long in the NHL this year. I truly believe that the NHL does not want to admit that their games are actually longer than they used to be, because they are. I've been a season ticket holder, wow, for 20 years. And I will tell you, I know exactly when I'm leaving that arena. And I'm telling you, it's later. I don't know if it's longer breaks. I don't know if it's the start times. But why is it, if MLB can do it and the NFL can do it, if the NFL can kick a Cowboys game off at 3:15 or 3:16, and if it says 7 o'clock start for MLB, guess what? They either started at 7, 7:01, 7:02, 7:05 at the latest, and that's because of a ceremony. But for some reason, the NBA, and we're talking NHL right now, I mean, are you kidding me? 21 minutes past the start time? And I think of that family. Especially when you want to bring young kids to a game, you're having to entertain those kids for an extra 20 minutes sitting in their seats. NHL has to do something. Either move the start time for the first game and put some pad time between the games, which you should do, or move the second game later and put that pad time there. Either way, guess what? It solves the problem. Like I said, I truly, this is an awesome day. You're Central Division champions. But I'm just frustrated for the people that pay hundreds of dollars that they have to, $100 per ticket, by the way, that they have to sit for 20 minutes. This is not a movie theater where you have to sit through 6 or 7 trailers. Drop the puck. Let's go. Okay. Fifty-five people like that post, by the way. So I can't be the only one. Oh my goodness! Sometimes the rants. So Once again, Stars win 3-1. They are your Central Division champions. How about the Winnipeg Jets? I mean, we thought they looked good against the Stars. My goodness, they walked into Colorado today, and they have absolutely put a hurting, I mean a hurting, a statement game for this upcoming series in Denver, where the Avalanche have been dominant throughout the year. Sean Monahan scores his 25th. Gabriel Vilardi scores his 21. Two of the seven goals by the Winnipeg Jets as they blank the Avalanche 7-0. Whew. That is massive. You want to talk about a massive game? This is a fun one to watch, folks. Boston at Pittsburgh. How about Sidney Crosby and those Pittsburgh Penguins with a chance to make the playoffs? Just a huge turnaround at the end of the year when they were sellers. They were sellers. They sold one of their best players, Jake Guentzel. So everyone was talking about, well, Pittsburgh's going to be down for a couple of years. And I think now's the time. More than anything, we have to like just say if Sidney Crosby remains on that team, that the Penguins will always have a chance. If Evgeny Malkin's playing, the Penguins will always have a chance. So stick tap to the Penguins. That's awesome. Love to see it happening down the stretch. And the other game that we need to pay attention to tonight, the Canucks are at the Oilers. The Oilers are going to be without. Connor McDavid tonight. So big loss for the Oilers. Let's see if they can pull off the win, which would certainly help the Stars. Also of note, the Kings are hosting the Ducks. Will it be the Kings or will it be Vegas that play the Stars in the first round? So lots of good puck action watch tonight, Stars fans. So that's going to do it for Spits and Suds. Can't wait to talk to you in the next few days and bring you more podcasts. You guys have already erupted in April with downloads, so truly appreciate it. Let's celebrate tonight. Always good to have a matinee because we can enjoy some Frosties together tonight as the Stars are your Central Division champions. Congratulations to you, the fans, and congratulations to the Dallas Stars. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Have a great rest of the day and weekend, everyone.